Mark Tadubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that believeth on me shall never hunger. And he that puts his trust and faith in me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, it's the most wonderful thing in the world to have a personal relationship with the eternal Creator God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so glad that I know the Lord Jesus, and I'm so thankful for the blessing of being His and belonging to Him, and the glorious, wonderful future that I have in store. Oh, the best is yet to come. Well, we've been talking about new birth blessings. That's what we're getting into, is a study of many new birth blessings that are ours as children of God, we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And in our last broadcast, we were just looking at a number of these blessings in the outline. That's the introduction to our study. And so we were talking last time, we finished up, with God's guidance, that we have God's guidance. The Holy Spirit of God directs and guides and lives within every child of God as God's guarantee of our salvation, and He's there to direct us and to guide us. And we have and can know God's priorities for us. God's Word makes it clear concerning things that need to be a priority in our life. And we'll get into that study of the priorities for the child of God. And, of course, the Word of God is one of those priorities. It's essential that we get into God's Word and that we grow in the knowledge of the truth, because God speaks to us through His Word and also prayer. Oh, what a privilege prayer is, beloved. Such a wonderful privilege that every child of God has to enter right into the throne room of the Father, to communicate with God the Father, to know Him intimately and personally. For He knows every child of God. He knows the number of the hairs of our head. He loves us so very, very much that He knows things about us that we do not even know about ourselves. It's awesome, the love that God has for every child of His. And then we'll be discussing the priority of husband and wife relationship and children's relationship and how that the family should operate, what God's design for the family is, the husband and wife and the children, and the work comes after the family. The family is first. And also, God ordained the family and established the family. And we're going to be talking about all of these priorities for the life of the believer. And then we have and can know God's power. Oh, the mighty power of God. Oh, beloved, I don't think we even have a real inkling as to the greatness of the power of Almighty God. He who created all things through the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ spoke the Word of God and brought into existence the universe and the multitudes of stars out in space, and placed this little planet Earth in the very, very place that it had to be so that life could exist upon it. and so that we human beings could walk upon it and live here. And then he even humbled himself and took on physical form that he might walk among us and reveal to us the love of God in ways we could comprehend and understand. Oh, how great is our God, and how awesome is his mighty power, and oh, the great future he has in store for every child of God, and the things that we're going to see in the future, the new heaven, the new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth will pass away, and there'll be no more sea, we're told in the book of Revelation. All the mighty and amazing things that God in his almighty power has planned and designed for we who know Jesus as our Savior. Then we have and can know God's Word, and oh, the blessing, the wonderful, thrilling blessing of getting into the Word of God. Most every morning, my son David, who has come to help us now that I'm getting older, I'm working on my 78th year, and so my wife is an invalid. She has osteoporosis and 8 broken vertebras, and she's had a number of ribs to break just by turning slightly. Her bones are just shells, and she has lupus and also Barrett's disease, and so she's quite ill, and yet she has the most beautiful and wonderful spirit, because she's read the Bible through over 30 times. She's read the Word of God through during all of her illness, and oh, she has such a sweet spirit, and is such a blessing to everyone that communicates with her. And, oh, I just praise the Lord's name for his Word that he's given to us. What a wonderful treasure it is that we have, and so many times we neglect and fail to get into it and let God speak to us and let him open our eyes to truth. And so, beloved, we're going to study about knowing God's Word better and getting into the Word of God and marking God's Word to make it more meaningful to our lives. And there's nothing wrong with that. Marking the Bible, there's nothing wrong with that. It just makes it more meaningful to you. And we're going to get into that. And then we have spiritual light. Oh, the blessing of the spiritual insight and light that God gives to those who put their faith and trust in him. Intellectuals and people in the world system and in universities cannot understand the Bible. They say it's for ignoramuses, it's full of myths, and that it doesn't make any sense. And that's, bless their hearts, that's because they do not know the author. They do not know the author of the Word of God. They do not know the Holy Spirit does not live in their spirit to illuminate their understanding and to unlock the glorious truths and the gems of truth that are contained in God's Word. Oh, beloved, what a privilege to be a child of God. What a blessing to know the true and the living God, to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit who illuminates our mind and unlocks truths of God's Word that makes it real and living. And, oh, beloved, it's unlike any other book that's ever been written. You can read God's Word through and see so many beautiful truths. You can read it again a second time, and you'll see things you never saw before, because it's a living Word. You read a novel, and, well, you've read it, and it's through, and you can throw it away. You know what it said. But God's Word's not like that, beloved. God's Word's living. And all the spiritual insight and light that the Holy Spirit of God gives to the believer, if we'll get into it. And you might say, well, I know Jesus as my Savior, And I've tried reading it, and I didn't get too much out of it. But didn't you get anything out of it? Remember, when a person is first saved, they're a child, they're a baby in Christ. And you have to read the simple truths of God's Word and learn the simple truths, because it's food for your spiritual person. And it helps you to grow spiritually. And as you grow spiritually, it's like a little baby that's eating physical food. And as it eats it, it begins to grow and begins to develop and begins to learn. And eventually there comes a day when it's able to walk. There comes a day when it's able to talk. There comes a day when it's able to comprehend and understand things that previously it couldn't understand and couldn't comprehend. Well, the same is true spiritually speaking. In the spiritual realm, a new believer in Christ is spoken of as a babe in Christ. And therefore, there's many wonderful facts in God's Word that you can't comprehend. The Word of God speaks of the milk of the Word, and then it speaks of the meat of the Word. And no more can a baby understand the meat and eat meat, because it's not able to assimilate it. It's not able to chew it up. It doesn't have any teeth. It has to grow and develop before it can eat meat. The same is true spiritually. And so, beloved, the more you get into the Word of God, the more you ask the Spirit of God to illuminate your understanding, the more He opens up the truth of God's Word, and the more you begin to understand, and the thrill and the joy of learning new truth and new nuggets of wisdom that are unlocked and opened up by the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, beloved, it's a joy. And then we have rest, spiritual rest, learning to turn our cares over to the Lord, learning to release our troubles and let God be in control, learning to yield to Him these problems, these things that harass us and torment us, learning to cast our care upon Him and to rest in the Lord, to enter into His glorious rest, and to let Him be Lord of every situation and Lord of every circumstance, letting Him guide our steps and direct our paths, looking to Him for wisdom in dealing with the problems of life. And, oh, beloved, so many wonderful facts and truths are available as we study the Word of God. Until next time, goodbye.